Chapter 12. Greatly occupied during breakfast, for the morning's post brought a heavy correspondence relative to Bariabul Aga, which would occasion her, she said, to pass a busy day. The children tumbled about, and much memoranda of their accidents in their legs, which were perfect little calendars of distress. And Peepy was lost for an hour and a half, and brought home from Newgate Market by a policeman. The equable manner in which Mrs. Jellyby sustained both his absence and his restoration to the family circle surprised us all. She was by that time perseveringly dictating to Caddy, and Caddy was fast relapsing into the inky condition in which we had found her. At 1 o'clock an open carriage arrived for us, and a cart for our luggage. Mrs. Jellyby charged us with many remembrances to her good friend Mr. Jarndyce. Caddy left her desk to see us depart, kissed me in the passage, and stood biting her pen and sobbing on the steps. Peepy, I am happy to say, was asleep and spared the pain of separation.
I was not without misgivings that he had gone to Newgate Market in search of me,
and all the other children got up behind the barrage and fell off, and we saw them, with great concern, scattered over the surface of Thavies Inn as we rolled out of its precincts. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.